hysterical. We kept calling all these girls at the bar mom, and I don't think they liked it.
So I think if I ever met Cal Ripken Jr., I would just not be able to speak.
I like the people that work at Dunkin' near my house more than I like my mom's side of the family.
Very good looking, like chiseled features, beautiful man, covered in tattoos, super buff.
That's me.
Proceeded, yeah, literally it was you.
Minor league baseball, I love you, but you're pushing some boundaries. You're pushing some boundaries, and we're going to get into that in a little bit. Alex Cloje, FanRag Sports, episode 12 of Moonshots, joined by my colleague and co-host, Jess Kleinschmidt. Jay Bird, what is up?
Just hanging out, living the dream. How are you?
I'm good. So yesterday, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird promotion. I mean, minor league baseball has not been shy about unveiling these quirky promotions to try to get people to games because, let's face it, I mean, these are minor league baseball teams. They are trying to draw crowds, and while they may not draw as many crowds as we'd like to, Jess, you and I are big minor league baseball fans, they just simply don't.
Yeah.
So yesterday, they came out with a weird promotion. And Jess, what did they do?
Okay, so my girlfriend, she works for the Rockies Minors organization, so she randomly brought this up in a chat, and she was like, can you believe they're actually hosting this type of promotional event? And when I hear that, I'm never surprised, because like you mentioned, I've been surrounded by minor league baseball for a while now, and nothing surprises me. This is a Father's Day event, and this is called, and I quote, "You Might Be the Father's Day." So this is with the Jumbo Shrimp, and the Jumbo Shrimp, which is the AA affiliate of the Marlins. And so I've contacted them because I was like really interested in the story. And basically how this works is, in honor of You Might Be the Father's Day, the Jumbo Shrimp will be distributing pregnancy tests so you'll know if you need to return for Sunday's Father's Day game. It will be an evening filled with suspense, intrigue, and manila envelopes. And you know what, Alex? This is actually kind of a cool event because you know how happy I strive to be in life? I strive to be as happy as Mari's guests when they find out they are not the father. I want to be that happy in life. So I think it's definitely an event. It obviously caught some attention. I tweeted out like the announcement, and I have 144 retweets and over 200 likes. So obviously something happened. But I did email the PR people, and they were really more than happy to talk to me. And they even followed me on Twitter. The Jumbo Shrimp did. So it's pretty much a marriage that's bound to happen.
Yeah, some people say that PR, whether it's bad or good, it's still good PR. Like,
right,
whatever it is. And for the Jumbo Shrimp, it kind of got some good reactions. I mean, it was kind of big yesterday. It was kind of a big story, and I don't think you could blow this out of proportion. I think it's definitely satirical. I think it's funny. I don't think or understand why people would get offended by it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, nobody's been offended, and
which
that's
is great.
Kind of cool.
Which is great, right? Because all I can imagine are
people get offended by everything.
Is people being offended by it? But as we've come to find out, minor league organizations are not going to be shy when it comes to stuff like this. I think it's great. I wish I could attend. And, you know, I think that they're just doing their job. I think that they are, because, like I said, these minor league teams trying to get people to come to not only a minor league game, but a double A game, like, you know, that's, that takes some huevos to do. So if I was a Jumbo Shrimp fan, I'd be there in a heartbeat. I'd come with my hat, my pennant, maybe buy some Dippin' Dots, maybe get one of those the hats that come with it and stuff, and then I'd head over to the store and get a New Orleans Baby Cakes t-shirt to boot. So,
right.
What do you have any, and this is just kind of on a whim, but are there any other promotional nights that you remember that were like, hey, that's kind of cool? Like, I know a lot of the teams do Star Wars theme nights, and like the jerseys, some of the jerseys that these teams rock are
pretty badass.
Are unbelievable.
Pretty badass.
Like Rugrats themed jerseys.
Space Jam.
Space
Jam.
Yeah. Like, at least they're making minor leagues fun. You know, I mean, these are kids that are, you know, with stipends and, like, have to go from hotel to hotel and take 600-mile-an-hour bus trips. Like, the least you could do is put on some killer threads, like, once a week and just kind of go out there and do their thing. But I thought it was
fun. Well, and it's always great because they end up donating these jerseys to auction. and so their money's going back, and it sometimes it's donated to charity or it goes right back into the organization, so it's always great. But the thing that I, there was a couple of things that I, like last two seasons ago, I was reached out by a certain organization. I can't for the life of me remember because the article's gone because FanDuel's no longer alive when it comes to the content side. All of my articles are gone. There was a swipe right night. So it was a Tinder night. And these guys did a really great job. It wasn't just half-assing it. They went like above and beyond. And I talked to them, and they were just so excited about it. They were excited that somebody from the media wanted to talk to them about it. And so it was everything from, like, acting like it was a date. They wanted to encourage you to, like, invite somebody from Tinder to meet up with you at the game. So it was actually kind of cool. Probably a bit scary, but you know it is what it is. So that was an interesting night. And that was when, like, Tinder was the craze. This was a couple years ago when, like, Tinder was it and all of that. But there, the one that was huge was the Caucasian Heritage Night. And that was... It got canceled because it offended so many people, and they got so much backlash on social media in wake of, you know, these racial shootings that had happened in Charleston just recently. So, in their defense, obviously the promotional event had been done for a while, but this whole scenario was like they were inviting friends to, like, you know, Irish, Italian, Scandinavian, German, or even if you're from Utah, because it's in Utah, you can come out and support people, blah, blah, blah. And it pissed off a lot of people. Sure. Like, it was just a thing. So they actually canceled it. But listen to this. So their promotional event was, our night was to include Wonder Bread on burgers with mayonnaise.
That's disgusting.
Clips from shows like Friends and Seinfeld and trying to solve the vertical leaping challenge.
Wow. That's very racist. I love Friends, though. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Very stereotypical. But anybody who puts mayonnaise on their burger... should go straight to purgatory and serve a life sentence there.
unless it comes with it. But if you voluntarily put mayonnaise on a burger, like you don't want to be the guy at a barbecue. You're like, yeah, I'm gonna burgers and ketchup, and like, can you put some mayonnaise on that? Like, if you voluntarily do that, that's a personal choice and a personal
bad choice. Stuff you do at home. You don't do that in public. You do that in public, you should be in shackles for the next 25 years.
Absolutely.
Disgusting. All right, Jess, so yesterday on the Twitter.com, you posed a question to Twitter in that, should you watch The Bachelorette, which opened up yesterday. And to be honest, I don't even know the verdict. So I'm going to ask you, did you watch The Bachelorette?
I did not watch The Bachelorette.
Let's go.
Not because I didn't want to. But my article ended up taking a little bit longer, and there's always the reruns and stuff like that. But I've noticed, like, these guys are just the biggest tool bags in the world. And I get it, that's, like, it's part of it and all of that, but, like, Ben and his most recent fiancé split up, and I really thought they were going to make it. And I didn't even watch that episode of The Bachelor, so it's just kind of like that. But, no, I couldn't watch it, and I think it's just more of a fad now. People don't actually enjoy it. People just like to live tweet it and talk crap. So I just think it's like such a joke. And you look at some of these profiles of these guys, and they're just douchey. I don't know if I'm allowed to say douchey, but I just said it. It's just, like, it's just annoying. Like, they all have the same haircut. They all say the same stupid things. And the next thing you know, they're famous.
Oh,
and it's like,
so bad.
It's no different than, like, the Chicken Nugget Kid. How are you famous for just doing nothing? It pisses me off.
I feel like it's everything that we make fun of on this show is basically The Bachelorette wrapped up in, like, a bow. Like, honestly, I hate it. I don't like people who live tweet it. I feel like if you live tweet The Bachelorette, like, you don't even like it. You're just doing it to be cool. Like, it's just a ploy.
Right.
Like, it's not a good show. I mean, at least Jersey Shore was like, yeah, I have to watch it because it's so bad. Like, I feel like the people that watch The Bachelorette are, like, actually looking for, like, a storyline. Like, oh, my God.
Right. I love Jersey Shore. Yeah. Jersey Shore, I think, was definitely authentic. I don't think that there was – I mean, I think there was some the producers kind of getting involved, but there was – it was just, like, you didn't have to have a storyline because those guys were just ridiculous, and that's what you got from them.
And now
I don't think they were acting as much as most reality shows are.
No, and now it's to the point where, oh, you know, like, 4 months after the season, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this person and this girl, you know, the two that match, they're getting a divorce. Like, oh, you don't say? Like, oh, now they're going to make another season on trying to find love? It's like, oh, great.
Well, you know, Peter Bukowski and I actually have a really good theory on this because he loves The Bachelor and The Bachelor. Surratt shows.
Of course he does. Yeah.
And I get so annoyed because he did make a good point, because I get annoyed that these people go on the show to actually find love. And I think that's what this case used to be, and now it's not. It's more just to be famous. But he made a good point. You know, people are going on Tinder. People are going on online to meet people, and then, like, all kinds of weird stuff. So what's the difference between going on a reality show and doing it? And he makes a good point, you know, and obviously I don't think it's the same scenario, because I think they're just doing it for their 15 minutes. But Peter made a good point in that scenario. But, like, are we surprised? Question, would you ever go on one of these shows?
No, I would never be a contestant. Nobody would ever be like, this kid would be good for TV. I'd be like, no, I'm just not fit for it. I mean,
if
tomorrow you asked me would I want to go on The Bachelorette, or what is it, Bachelorette, I'd be like, maybe to, like, get out of work and, like, go on a vacation and get slammed, like, in the corner. But, like, I'm not looking for love. No, could you imagine me, like, seeing the girl of my dreams up there, like, making out with, like, 14 different guys? I'd be starting fights left and right. I'd be throwing haymakers. Like,
yeah.
Get off my girl.
Right,
my girl.
And I think that's exactly why you should do it.
And imagine, you know, getting married to somebody you met on The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and being, like, to your future spawns, being like, yep, like, me and your daddy, like, we would kiss and stuff, but, like, he had to make out with 21 other different girls before settling on me. Like, that's how it happened. Like, I just can't do it. I'd be so triggered looking at my future wife just, oh, man, knocking boots with other guys. Like, I would just be standing outside the door, like, with a blanket crying, like, Mom, why are you doing the dirty with Brett? He's ugly, and he does his hair. So that's where I stand. I'm just hoping to find my my wife just, like, lurking around Burger King, or, you know, like, walking down the street going to QT like I do sometimes. So, you know, it's whatever. But, no, I'm not a fan of The Bachelorette. I think we talked about reality shows a couple weeks ago, and we actually didn't talk about The Bachelorette, which I thought this was a good kind of lead-in after you posed the question. I just don't get it. Like, I think you and Peter make a good point that it's not entirely different than how people are finding their partners nowadays, but it's like, the more I think about it, like a game show, like, it's almost like too fake. At least Tinder,
it is,
you know what I'm saying? At least, like, Tinder is a real thing where it's like, is matching you up with people and, like, just giving you more of a better look to try to find a date or whatever to see what it leads into. But this is an actual, like, game show, like, semi-scripted game show that it just has too many loopholes in it. Like, I can't do it. Like, no thanks. So.
Yeah, and, like, you should watch, like, a few clips from the show Unreal. It's actually really great, and it's basically, like, a scripted series about a reality show, and it's kind of like The Bachelor. It's actually really, really good, and it kind of gives you a glimpse of what could possibly be the real scenario with The Bachelor and those types of shows, and it kind of turned me off from it, but, you know, I'm still intrigued, because I used to watch The Bachelor, like, back in the day when it first started, when I was younger, just because I really thought that was a great idea to get these people to come out. But they have, like, so many different reality shows, you know, like Married at First Sight, which I would probably do as well. You know, you always think about, like, would you actually do this? But, I mean, people love that crap. So
yeah.
It just keeps coming back. So it kind of is what it is.
Yeah, I remember a kid back in college. He was on Are You the One? And I just wanted to, fight him so bad. I've never gotten into a fight, but I'd see him walking around the gym, and I'd just be like, and, you know, he knew it, too. He's like, he's the type of kid that once you get, like, semi-famous, you get all these Twitter followers and stuff, and then you start posting, like, all these, like, weird quotes.
Gym selfies?
That, too, but it's like, his Twitter feed was just like, make sure, like, you're respected, and, like, I've been hurt too many times to, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, would you grow up? Like, we get it. You were on MTV. Like, whatever. I'm already triggered.
Well, those people love fake attention.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Because
can't get real attention.
Nope.
So they like the fake attention. And that's what kind of keeps them from establishing real relationships. But, you know, the moment, like, actually the one of the last dates I went on, the guy was like, oh, well, you have this many followers on Twitter. Like, you're pretty much famous. I'm immediately turned off. I immediately turned off. I'm like, first of all, I'm not famous. Second of all, don't come at me that way. Third of all, like, if that's what you're in this for, like, this is going nowhere. Like, sorry. Like, I'm sorry. It's stupid. So,
true.
Whatever.
We'll talk about Twitter, Twitter followers and Twitter in real life maybe next week when we get into it. But
a good idea.
I guess we're both out on The Bachelorette, right? Am I wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm right.
I might dabble. I'm still trying to get into it kind of deal, and Maybe I'll dabble with it, but the more the time goes on, I can't. You know, just follow everybody on Twitter. They watch it, especially sports Twitter. They follow it, so
yeah,
you don't need to watch it.
I know. I mute a lot of people that live tweet The Bachelorette or turn off retweets, so it's pretty much been purged off of my timeline. So we'll keep tabs on that if Jess ever decides to watch an episode. But we're going to move into food, the little governess, and we're going to talk about the boneless wing versus the wing in debate, which I got into a few weeks ago, resulted in no deaths. Nobody died from it, so it was a relatively clean argument. But you're the wing connoisseur. You love buffalo wings. And I want your opinion on bone-in versus boneless and all the ups and downs and all the ins and outs of the wings.
So for me, I go through phases, right? Like sometimes all I want is a boneless wing, and it depends on where you're going. It's weird though. Like if you can't make a good boneless wing, I'm immediately turned off. Cause I feel like with bone in wings, you can't screw it up. Like all wings are the same. You just dip it in sauce, deep fry it. It's fine. But boneless is different. You have to know like how big of a chunk you're going to do, what kind of sauce you're going to use, and how long do you deep fry it for. Like that one comes with a little bit more extra drama. And believe it or not, I think some of the best boneless wings are actually at Buffalo Wild Wings. And I think it's just because like they're the standard, and they are a chain, so they have to have a certain type that they do. You know what I'm saying? Like they're already pre-done. But my favorite place when it comes to boneless wings is this place called Bully's. They just have that amazing sauce, and I'm obsessed with them. They do a good job. But sometimes you get them, and they're like these rock-hard nuggets, and it just screws up everything. It doesn't matter what kind of great sauce you have. You're just SOL. But I did a month ago. I can't believe it's been a month. It makes me sad. But I had the best chicken wings I've ever had in my life. And that was, I told you about that. It was at the Hard Rock Cafe in Tahoe.
Yeah.
And the waitress actually effed up our order because we wanted deep fried, and she brought back grilled. And the guy I was with was like, I think these are grilled. And I was like, well, she screwed up her order, but she came back. She's like, I'm glad you didn't say anything, but I knew you guys would be okay with it. So we ordered the wings like once or twice after that throughout the trip, but they were amazing. So most of the time I say bone in, but you know, usually I don't care, but if you're on like a first date and you're eating wings, you do like the boneless just because they're easier to eat and they're less messy, but there's just such a night and day taste. So most of the time I'm bone in.
Yeah. I feel like I'm kind of night and day with it. I feel like both kind of have their perks. Like when you eat the boneless wings, you could use a fork and a knife, sure, if you want to. Like, even I don't think I would do that. I mean, that's reaching, like, serial killer status. But,
right.
You know, I'm not much of a wing guy. But, honestly, I think I prefer the bone-in. And I like the wings. I actually like the wings over the drumsticks. I think, if I'm not mistaken,
they're called flats.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Flats
that's, okay.
And drumsticks.
I was going to say, yes. I think you called me out for that. But, no, love the flats. I could eat probably, I don't know, 90 to 100 of those, but I just like haven't tried. Like I don't have the, what should you say, the interest in wings as much as you do. But if I do go for a wing, I'm gonna go flats. I'm gonna go with the wings. And the reason I asked this question was because during a Slack conversation with the fellow fan raggers, we had gotten so off topic with work one day that like, there were just people coming into Slack that weren't even working that were like giving their wing takes, and
right.
Some of the stuff was like borderline like hysterical. Like people were giving their reasons to why boneless was trash and like why the bone in like were terrible, and just like I had to clear it up because I figured like I would go to the source. Like you are the source of like boneless wings. Like if you went to like the boneless wings Wikipedia page or like the wings Wikipedia page, like you were kind of like the founder of it, if you think about it.
Right.
So
yeah,
I'm glad to clear that up. But going back to me, like I'm the pickiest eater of all time, or at least I was back in like, I don't know, my adolescence, but I'm the kind of I'm the kind of person that, like during weddings, like adult weddings, I would get like the kids platter, like the chicken fingers and like the potato squash.
Yeah.
And so like, I feel like I would definitely be more suited to like boneless wings, but I'm really trying. Like I am trying. I'm kind of moving past that level to where I'm kind of like a bone-in guy, and I've started to order wings more. So it might be like, you know, I'm a late bloomer, but still, like give me bone-in flats over boneless. That's
That's me. And why don't they have places where you can just get the flats?
I'm
surprised they don't. And another question, what do you think about the people that call boneless wings chicken nuggets?
No,
with sauce?
No, those are totally two different things. Boneless chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets have their own like form, like they're round. Like boneless wings are in that like in the flat shape. They just don't have bones in them. Like please, I would like to meet this person who calls boneless wings chicken nuggets because another person I'd like punched in the face. But
one of my dear friends, Peter Christensen.
Ooh.
He's the biggest troll of them all.
Yeah, send me his Twitter handle. I'm gonna throw shade.
I'm really gonna do it, and I think it's gonna be great.
All right, I look forward to that. And finally, Jess, our last topic before we get into the single life is something that can't happen if you're single, and that's meeting the parents. I'm gonna let you take the floor with this one because you're the girl, and I'm gonna give this one to you. That's all. I was thinking of something clever, but I didn't have it, so you can go with this one.
No problem. So for me, my personal relationships, I'm either extremely casual or we're going for it. You know, there's no really in between for me. So I just pretty much always meet the parents, and that could go either way. Either it's so casual where I meet the parents, it's not a big deal, or it's just super serious. We meet, like sometimes I've met a parent on a second date before, and he was more uncomfortable about it than I was because he thought we would be serious. You know, and I didn't, and of course they ended up being serious, but I tend to like meet the parents rather quickly. So my situation's kind of a bit different. And, you know, now that I'm getting older, I don't really think that there's a timeline on it. And I feel like with my mom, every time I even talk, I mention a boy's name, it could literally be like my barber or something. I don't have a barber. If I could literally mention the boy's name, she'd be like, "So, like, what's that mean?"
True.
Or she'll beg me to talk about, like, someone. So it's kind of interesting. So I feel like I could introduce her to a guy I was casually dating, and it wouldn't be a big deal. But my mom, because my mom is, like, so open with, like, loving people, and, you know, she trusts me no matter what. But it kind of depends on your vibe. Some people, it takes them 6 months to meet the parents, you know, and as we're older, a lot of times we're separated from our family. So meeting the parents is like a full weekend event. You know, it's not like, let's have a quick glass of wine and some dinner. Like, it's a full-on event. So sometimes it does take a while. But
yeah.
Nowadays, I'm kind of like, if I met a guy I was dating, or the guy I'm dating, and I met his mom or his dad, like, I don't think it'd be a big deal at all,
yeah.
No matter how quick it was in the relationship.
For sure. I actually would love to meet parents because, like, for me, I mean, I haven't had a girlfriend in over 2 years. You know, I haven't found anybody that I'm really, like, compatible, that I really want to be with. Because, like I've said in previous episodes, I think at this time, yeah, I like dating and I like going out with girls. And, you know, even if there isn't a future, I'd still like to be friends. And I still like to take them out and be nice and, you know, kind of connect with people. But in terms of, like, finding a girlfriend, like, I really think that the next girlfriend I have will probably be the one. Like, I really just don't want to mess around with that anymore or, like,
Right. Waste
any more time. But if I find that person, like, I want to meet their parents on, like, day one or day two because I absolutely think that I'm the type of person that parents love. Like, I was the kid in grade school that – my classmates' parents, they probably like me more than they like their own kids. Like, that was just me, you know. The kid who was good at sports, the honor roll student, like, but, like, loved to talk to parents and was, like, that guy, that was me. Like, I was awesome back in grade school. And that's not a humble brag.
Right.
That's just the truth. I mean, I have penance on my elementary school wall for the amount of freaking conference basketball championships I helped take the St. Mary Nativity Nights to. That's just, I mean, that was just what I did, but you know, I had always got along with parents, and I think that parents would absolutely, like, love me. I think they would. But they can't be, like, weird parents that are, like, that, you know, that can't be awkward. Like, if they're a loving family, if they are nice, if they're nice people and aren't, like, uptight and can talk, like, I'm all in. Like, it's almost like it's almost like a done deal. Like, if the breaking point or the main part of a relationship working, like, the make or break is me, like, getting along with the parents, I'm so in. Like, we're getting married next month. Like, I'm coming over just to hang out with the dad and, like, bake cookies with the mom. Like, that's just the type of person I am. So.
But it's also added pressure, I feel, because, you know, every time I've gone through a breakup, my mom's like, whatever happened to him? Or, you know, he's always been my favorite. And, if I have like a lunch with an ex, my mom automatically assumes the wedding's in the fall. And people fall in love with my mom like crazy. My mom's amazing. But, you know, there's been times where parents didn't like me. And like, I always feel like there's always that weird mom who's like crazy obsessed with her son.
Yeah.
Like crazy obsessed with her son. And I come in and she's like, I just wanted to let you know, like, I know where you stand or something like that. Or she'll like make like snide comments towards me. And like, I'm like, woman, I'm not trying to replace you. You are obviously having sex with your son, so I don't want to be in the middle of that. And it's just like that, you know, that weird relationship that the mom and the son have. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's just like weird to me with that type of stuff. And I always feel like every now and then I get that type of relationship where the mom's like jealous.
You know,
not of me, but
yeah,
another woman
yeah.
coming into the scenario.
You know what you say at that point, right? You say
what?
You say, you're not the only one he's calling mom, and then wink at her, and then head downstairs and go start making out, you know, doing what the cool kids do.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I've been lucky, but there is always like that one or those two moms who are just like
crazy
about their son, you
bat,
know,
bat poop crazy. Yeah, I can't.
Right.
I can't do that. Like, if you're overprotective of like your daughter, like that's fine. Like, I don't mind that, but just like give me a shot here, Dad. you know
right,
what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You can't start judging me. Like, welcome me into the family. Ask me if I want, you know, how I like my steak cooked when we have dinner, and we'll be fine. Like,
yeah.
You know,
pour me a glass of wine, and that's the thing I love. They always say, like, they always know. Like, before I show up, there's always a glass of wine. They're like, oh, I heard you like wine. I'm like, I'm gonna like it here. Okay.
I could see myself here.
Yeah.
Like, I could do conversations around the dinner table with family. Like, that's not a difficult part for me. But like I said, if you are a normal family, and like, it's not tough for me to get you to like me. So if it ever gets to that point, like, I'm so in, it's not even funny. I'm so in.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I was dating Egyptian girl back in October, we would FaceTime, and there was one time when her mom was on the phone, and like, I FaceTimed her. Like, I was talking to her for like a solid 2 minutes. Like, that's just the type of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's a full-fledged marriage if it ever gets to that point. But like I said,
yeah,
if it gets to that point, like, we're still, it's still been over a two-year drought for me. So girlfriends in the cards, I don't know. And I guess with that, we'll lead into my favorite segment, why I'm single. And Jess, I'm going to just, you've gone first this whole show, and because, you know, chivalry is, you know, it's still not dead. Like, I'm still trying to keep that stuff alive. So I'll let you go first with this one.
So this one's kind of silly, but it's interesting. So I was in a serious relationship for like 3 years, and I was used to cooking for two. And now I've been single for almost 2 years, and I just adjusted to cooking for one. And I don't mean like portions. I mean, like, if I want to have one night where I just have pita chips and hummus for dinner and a Diet Coke, I want that to be okay. But like, when you're dating someone in a serious relationship, you're like, I need to make sure he's grilling. I have to make all the sides. I have to make sure we have wine for dinner and everything's good. We're both eating. And it's like, is the chicken thawed? Is like all this happening? But if it's just me, I could have a drumstick for lunch, for dinner, and be fine with it. So I'm used to cooking for one now, and it's going to be difficult for me to cook for two, and that's, you know, everything. And I don't, like you said, it's not the portions. It's if I want to eat like an animal or not even eat at all, I don't want to feel judged for that.
Yeah.
So
I
feel is why I'm single.
Totally understand. I'm looking forward to like having to cook for another person, but then like when I think about it more, I'm like, damn, that's going to be a lot of steak that I have to make.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's never about the money. It really isn't, but it's like, damn, like the bill might go up a little bit. Like, I'm going to have to start spending a little bit more money, but you know, it was never a problem for me when I had a girlfriend, like going out and getting food and stuff. But at the same time, like, there are times when I want to eat just like what I want to eat. Like, I don't want to go,
right.
I don't want to go get sushi. I don't want to go try this endless salad buffet. Like, I just want to eat like Cheez-Its and just watch.
Yeah.
Television.
I mean, I miss cooking. I don't cook for myself as much as I would for somebody else because I'm a good cook. It's just like now I choose not to. Plus, I don't really have time. Cause you know how, like, in this industry, you work a 12-hour day and don't even realize it sometimes. So
yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at. But yeah, I'm right there with you. I get it.
For me, I totally realized this past weekend that the reason I'm single is because you want to know where my confidence level is right now? Sea level. freaking level. I don't know. Like, I was just walking around the bar this past weekend, and, you know, I was okay, but at the same time, I just felt invisible. Like, there are all these people, like, dancing at this country bar, and, like, people, guys and girls, like, talking, and, like, I just didn't have it. I just didn't have the element, and it's just, it's so much different than how I was during the early stages of Gleam season when I was walking into bars and I had my chest held high and my face looked pretty, and, but, you know, it was just one of those off nights, and it was so bad that I was just like, I gotta go home. Like, I just didn't have it in me, and, you know, sometimes your demeanor says it all, and I didn't have it in me. I felt like Casper the Ghost walking around the bar. Like, everybody was just walking through me, and I'm like, hey, talk to me. I wanna have a drink and get to know you.
Yeah, sometimes you're just disconnected with the world, and that's okay.
Yeah, I honestly think that's what it is. Like, you know, that may be, like, a poor excuse, but it's not, because that's exactly how I felt. Like, I was just, like, literally felt like I was in a whole new universe. Like, people were just, like, staring right through me. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm out. I'm done. I'm putting Gleam season on hold. I might have to wait till like August or September to get back onto the playing field or apply myself. But it was just one of those things where I just did not have it. And I texted my friend and I'm like, listen, sorry that I had to dip out early. Just was off night. Off night. Everybody has night. LeBron had 11 points and lost the other day and people were giving him crap. I feel like the same way.
There you go.
So
yeah.
What are you going to do? We touched on minor league baseball. We touched on minors. That's not good.
You need to edit that out.
Phrasing. We talked about minor league baseball. We talked about meeting the parents. We talked about Wings. We talked about The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. We talked about The Single Life. Jess, I would say that's a pretty damn good show. Pretty good episode 12.
We had a really good show. It was a good episode.
It was really fun talking to you. I'm going to miss you until next week. Just letting you know that, kid.
I'm going to miss you, too.
You don't have to say it back if you don't mean it. But if you do mean it, I
like. Okay.
Jeez,
yeah, no, I'm going to miss you like the desert misses the rain.
Damn, I kind of ride that metaphor hard. Love it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to conclude episode 12, and we'll be back next week to talk more tomfoolery or whatever. I don't like that word, saw it in the dictionary the other day. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week.